Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And from the Professional Casual Network, we've got, or maybe I should say from the Lost Omens podcast. Should I change it up a little bit? We've got Tim.
Hello!
We are on the fourth issue of this Wanted storyline. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last three episodes. And this one, called Crime Pays, I better say Pains, apparently I can't read, starts out with the first superheroes,
or villains. Supervillains,
which apparently robbed the bank completely naked. Sure, I guess.
Because the sight of their Johnsons made their faces unrecognizable.
I get it.
Absolutely adore that they're still wearing sock suspenders.
Yeah!
That's it. Everything completely nude except for hats, sock suspenders, and very nice dress shoes.
But here's my thing. They're like, they worked because nobody ever saw their faces because they were too distracted by their dicks. But personally, if a dude walks into a bank naked, I'm not going to be staring at his dick.
Well, no, but it's the shock value.
Yeah.
Like, it's the shock value, and you're like, oh my god, they're naked. Like, you're
not I'd have been like, what the fuck? And then I'd have, like, burned that face into my memory.
Along with that dick in their memory?
And I've been like, I can recognize them twice.
I think I was never mind. What?
I love the thing that takes them out. They're like, oh, well, what could have possibly stopped these supervillains? Oh, CCTV cameras.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that, totally.
The cameras just kept zooming in on their cocks.
Yeah. I mean, what a time it would have been for Johnny Two Dicks to be around. He really would have been the leader of that particular
game.
Could
you have them in the lineup and have them drop their trousers?
Oh, it's the guy with two dicks. Ah, foiled again.
And then one of the dicks is like, I got you pegged, you fucking fingering me, you son of a bitch.
Oh, God. Yep. But this is, I mean, it's a story that Fox is telling Wesley. He's asking questions. And yeah, she's just telling him everything she could. But we get, this is part of the redeeming, not redeeming, but kind of redeeming qualities of Wesley. He's like, you know, I visited a police station the other day, and Fox is like, you're kidding me, right? And he's like, no, I went there. This was after the professor dropped me off. And he's just like, you know what? I just walked right in, killed every single one there, and knew I could get away with it. Like, I just don't, this really, it kind of fucked me up. The fact that I could just walk in there, shoot every single cop, and just walk out.
The saturation point with it.
Yeah, yeah. And it was just, it kind of put him off, not off guard a little bit, but he didn't really know how to, he loves being in this life. He loves being part of the fraternity. But this was never a thing he thought he could do.
Right.
And it's off-putting for him. To the point where he actually just, because apparently going to another Earth and just killing superheroes is fine, but killing a cop, that's...
Well, that's because that's like killing your fellow supervillain, right?
Hey!
But he, as he's laying in bed there, he's like, hey, Fox, can I ask you a question? She's like, yeah, go ahead.
And did you kill my daddy?
And she says no. He's like, I know there's been rumors, or she's like, I know there's been rumors spreading around by those assholes. But
I could never do that to your dad.
Yeah.
Not your daddy. And my daddy.
I kind of like that you could kind of read that a couple different ways. Because obviously we find out things later, but maybe it was I couldn't have killed him.
Your dad is just too good.
Or she actual doesn't really loving, seem like she has actual attachment to people, but that certainly could have been as well.
Yeah, but to his dad, he did. Like, he she, that was the one person that she respected enough that, no, I wouldn't do anything like that to him.
Yeah.
We go to Rictus making, I mean, he already made his move by killing the professor, but this is him taking out everybody else. Like, he's making plays everywhere. I mean, it was a coordinated event. Everything's going on right at the same time. Mm-hmm. We've got Sucker and his group taking down Fuckwit. We've got Rictus, after killing the professor, is taking out the Brainiac wannabe. And then looks like Future and his guys are taking out the Imp. And it's just, it's all apparently, trying to take out the Imp. Apparently they can't get close to him. So that's why Rictus is talking to Sucker. He needs him to go basically suck the Imp's power so that they can then kill him. But yeah, so we go to Tony Two Dicks, who is putting the final... Is it Tony Two Dicks?
Johnny Two Dicks.
Thanks. Who's, you know, getting ready to beat the fuckwit to death. And his cock is actually yelling at him. Which I'm like, oh, okay, that's weird.
I actually kind of like that dynamic where they were like, oh yeah, Johnny Two Dicks, his dick is in charge. But like... the fact that Johnny's not really there along for the ride, like, he doesn't want to be there. He's constantly being forced to do things by his dick.
So I was on a podcast, the Superhero Discussions for, I guessed it on that, and we watched the episode of Batman the Animated Series where they introduced Scarface and the Ventriloquist.
Yeah.
And similar situation where the Ventriloquist is basically a split personality. And Scarface and Ventriloquist are just two separate entities. In the same body, but two separate entities. I've got that feeling with this. Like, his dick is his own person, own thing, own mind, I guess. And Johnny has no control. He just has to do what the primary, his dick, is doing and saying.
It reminded me of the differences between the Matt Gargan Venom and the Eddie Brock Venom, where the Eddie Brock Venom was like, they were constantly like working together. They were in it. Like, they were a team. While the Matt Gargan one was like, no, eating people's gross. I can't do this. Like, constantly fighting with the Venom symbiote to be like, I don't want to do this. This is not something that we should be doing. And then, you know, throwing up and not being a willing participant.
Didn't even think about that. That's a good call. Good catch. We go to the doll maker, and he is, he's actually not surprised by this. He's not surprised that that Rictus is there to take him out. And he's like, all right, well, you know what? I knew this was coming, so, thank you. Thank you for doing this, I guess, and just be generous and just don't, what did he say? Make it
quick.
He
said, make sure my face isn't fucked up so that my family... And he's like,
so my family can you know, recognize me. Yeah. They're my wife and kids are other moms and
sensitive souls.
Yep. And Rictus is like, oh well, I'm afraid that they never made it to the grandmas, and so they're dead.
And then he has pictures. Sorry,
which is terrible already. And Dollmaker's just like, okay, boys, talk to those dolls. I want you to kill these motherfuckers. And every single doll just goes and attacks everybody. Rictus didn't expect this. This is one thing Rictus is like, no, this is not what I wanted.
I was trying to find out what actor Dollmaker reminded me of, and I think I've just figured it out. Nathan Lane, is who they were shooting for there.
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good comparison.
It's been bothering me. Like, I was like, it's so familiar. I just can't put my finger on it.
Okay. So we go from there to Wesley.
Damn it. Now, every time I read something the doll maker says, all I hear is Nathan Lane's voice.
You won't have too much to go.
It makes it better.
There's like two scenes. You're not wrong. Nathan Lane is a treasure and he needs to be, you know, protected. So we go back to Wesley and I think, Fox is there too. And he's got news on and there's his ex.
Fix 5 news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, I should say, who is, like, talking about how he joined this fraternity, and he's a killer, and I don't know what got into him, and, like, how he killed his best friend, and just, was he, slung his body over a dumpster, and I just want him to. I don't know what's going on.
He's no longer being protected now by his status.
Exactly.
Everyone can come after him.
And they weren't aware of that. Fox and Eminem were not aware of that. And but then they turn around. And there's Shithead with a bunch of other fraternity people, weapons drawn. Everybody's ready to kill Wesley and to kill Fox. But they know that they got the drop on Wesley because they know how good he is now. Like he wasn't anything before, but he is definitely better than the rest of them. There's a reason why there's six people against one person right now.
Well, and I like how they're concerned too. They're like, put the bottle down. And they're like, why? Well, he could do anything. We've seen him do stuff before. He could blind us and do all this stuff. You put it down.
Yeah. We trained him well. I mean, It was a natural instinct, but he got trained well. They get distracted by a phone call, and that gives Fox enough time to drop the gun to Wesley, and he just blows everybody away. Except for Shithead, because he's literal shit. Let's see, the phone call was obviously Dollmaker trying to get a hold of Wesley, to warn him.
Well, so not just sad. To warn him, but to maybe get his help.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But Richter is, you know, just... He's making his play, and he takes out Dollmaker. I believe that... Does Dollmaker leave a message? I think he does. He may not. Honestly, I don't remember. But it's not like Wesley and Fox need the...
heads up anymore.
Heads up, yeah. They literally just got told...
The thing that's so sad about that to me is that Dollmaker has not done anything massively heinous as compared to anyone else. He's always been helpful, insightful. He never just killing people to kill people or doing any of the heinous shit other people are doing. And the last thing he does before he's blown up is provide that temporary distraction that saves Fox and Wesley.
Yeah, he was a villain because he could be, not because he wanted to be. He made these toys to be and rob stuff, but he didn't do it. He wasn't Wesley's level of just killing the girl psychopath that killed the girl because she said no to a movie date. Like he was there's nothing else to do, so why not?
Well, you know that, and it provided a nice life for his family.
True, definitely.
And he got to play with the dolls.
Yeah, things that he liked to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shithead is just like, you know what? You can try to shoot me, and nothing's gonna happen. Every time you shoot me, I just reform. It's nothing you could do will stop me. But Fox blows a hole through his head, and then Wesley comes out with some bleach, and needless to say, Shithead is gonna go bye bye.
He got flushed.
So gross.
He did. Well, yes.
I do love the little part where Wesley calls Shithead Fuckface, and Shithead's like, no, that's not my name. My name is Shithead. And he's like, I'm trying to insult you.
It's like, God damn it. So Dollmaker's house is on fire. Obviously, everybody in the house is dead. Rictus comes out, and he sees, a couple of neighbors are there watching on. And then he Batmans this kid.
Yeah, straight up Batmans him. Like, I love it. Just on the chance this kid Batmans, we should let him maybe Batman.
Yeah. He'll spend the next 18 years training himself to avenge these idiots and give me someone interesting to fight when I'm an old man. Like, god damn, dude. But then they go through, take the portal back to headquarters, to Professor's headquarters, and it's like, alright, so, let's go see what I've been missing. Yeah, that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you want to hear more of Tim, go over to professionalcasual.com to check out all of his shows that he is a part of. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this wanted story.